Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families is celebrating its 10th anniversary by helping more than 70,000 veterans with entrepreneurship training and a large gift. JPMorgan Chase has awarded the school with an $8 million grant to continue its national training initiative and research. Monica Alvarado was in the technology sector for years, beginning with her Air Force career. She attended a VWISE conference at IVMF and then took a break from tech and rediscovered her love of cooking. Alvarado then opened Bread and Butter, a restaurant in Annapolis, Maryland, but eventually came back to IVMF for seconds.
About a year and a half ago, I was at that point in the restaurant where I kind of figured things out, right? I knew, you know, how to manage my recipes and my staff, et cetera. But I knew that if I wanted to grow, I needed to kind of extend my knowledge. And that's where I returned back to IVMF.
Alvarado describes the training she received at the Institute as just what veterans need because it's solely focused on veterans with an understanding that is not seen in the corporate world.
Because we are veterans and because quite a few veterans now in particular have so many challenges from their experiences in the military, having that kind of well-rounded understanding of what veterans' needs are is so helpful. It really does make it special for the veterans.
The recent gift by JPMorgan Chase will allow the Institute to continue its programs as service members make the transition to post-military careers. In a recent survey, 31% of veteran spouses said they were experiencing long-term unemployment, averaging three times higher than unemployed civilians. The Institute says this could mean that veterans are being disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.